I wasn't always a single mom, nor did I ever intend to be. Yet it is a role that I have owned for almost 20 years. This book is what I searched for when my sons were young, but could never find. I wanted practical tips about what to do and how to respond to the multifold challenges I encountered on a daily basis. Skip the theory and the academic philosophies, thank you very much. Just tell me what to do. I was also disheartened to find that most of the books on raising Black boys were written by men. While their input is extremely important and valid, none of them could tell me what I, as a single woman, should and could do to effectively raise my sons to be the men that I wanted them to become. I have much respect and appreciation for the vital role that fathers and other important male role models play in the lives of boys. There is absolutely no substitute for a man in a boy's life. Unfortunately, the reality is that many single mothers, including myself, find themselves thrust into the role of being the sole parent in their sons' lives. Rather than accepting defeat in this situation, we can and must do everything within our power to provide a stable environment, rich with opportunities for our sons to learn what it means to become men, in spite of, and yes, even because of, the absence of their biological fathers. My ex-husband and I once had a heated discussion about parenting. This was while we were still married. He emphatically told me, "I'm going to make him a man." My instant reply was, "Yes, you are going to make him a man, and I'm going to make him a gentleman." My sisters, I tell you that our roles as mothers are no less important than the roles of fathers. We parent differently, yet we have a responsibility to ourselves, to our sons, and to our society to mother our sons well and to ensure that we prepare them to become all that God has intended for them to be. This is the story of my parenting journey as the mother of two Black sons. I was contemplating if it had bothered the people, my children and ex-husband, mentioned in this book to be talked about so openly. And at first, I was reluctant to do so, which led me to leave out major insightful details about my journey. You see, my story is their story. One friend told me, "Your book is good, Sonia, but it's not finished." Another friend mentioned how much she liked one chapter where I shared a personal story. That's when I knew what I had to do. In order to make this book a resource for moms like me, I had to be open and willing to talk about the real challenges we faced. It was only by giving real-life examples that our story came alive. I'm so grateful to have the full support and permission of both my children, Tommy and Matt. Even my ex-husband gave his consent when I explained to him how I spoke of him within these pages. Their courage and willingness to allow me to tell our story inspires me. I hope you will see that even in the midst of difficult circumstances, love wins.